And we're joined by Catherine Murphy, co-leader of the Social Democrats. A very good morning to you, Deputy Murphy. Thanks
good morning,
for talking
Brian.
To us this morning. Now, you've come on to express some concerns about a relaxation, as you see it, in the residency rules for tax exiles, Irish tax exiles, as a result of the COVID crisis. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, in relation to government formation, where at the moment do the Social Democrats stand?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, there's a high level of common ground between parties during this crisis, and rightly so. But essentially, a government that's put in place now will still be in place, or likely to be in place in 2024. So it has to be a government that takes the right decisions, and it has to be a government that is compatible. It's not just about arithmetic. And essentially, our concern is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael don't reflect the kind of political philosophy that would deliver on the kind of things we feel that are going to be necessary. Things that came up very, very strongly and repeatedly over the last number of years, and indeed during the general election, and we can't dismiss that.
Does that mean then that you're simply not prepared to even entertain the prospect of supporting or taking part in a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government? You won't even be engaging?
Essentially, we will look at this framework document, but there is a lot of things that are unknown at this point, like including, for example, the approach of the European Union, and indeed what might be possible. So essentially, this framework document is probably not going to tell us a lot more.
Well, that'll presumably face any government that was formed, even one that you might prefer.
Yes.
That uncertainty.
Yes, and indeed, that's why several parties are saying that there's perhaps a shorter term approach required here, including looking at how you deal obviously with this crisis, but also the next one in a timely way. Parties in a coalition have to be compatible and have to be. It's not just about arithmetic; have to be able to deliver, for the people that they represent.
But you see, I suppose we're facing now a completely changed situation, aren't we, since the election? And in response to this crisis, effectively, the two-tier health system is gone for the moment. We have a rent freeze. We were told that was impossible. Childcare workers are being paid by the state. These are all policies that would be supported by the Social Democrats. And here's a chance now for you to get into government and to embed these changes in the post-COVID Ireland.
Yes, and essentially, if we thought that was going to be the case, and that's why there's a high level of agreement, but it's been made very clear that these are temporary measures. They can't be temporary measures. And essentially, that is the kind of political thinking that requires a whole of government approach rather than, if you like, a very small element of government. And that's why it's important that we get the right government, because this government would still be there in 2024. And essentially, it has to be about making the right kind of choices, not about taking tough decisions on essentially what could be very soft targets.
Let's come to this concern you have about the tax residency rules. They've been relaxed in relation to Irish tax exiles, but those people who live abroad to avoid paying tax here. Normally, they have to spend no more than 183 days in the country. That's now been waived for the moment. The revenue says that's an existing provision because of force majeure, exceptional circumstances. What's your concern?
Well, I've got to say, I think it was the strangest decision by revenue, and I think it was, I don't know what has prompted them to make that decision at this stage, but essentially there's a high degree of social solidarity, being displayed at the moment and is needed at the moment. Taxation is the essence of social solidarity. We collectively, pay our taxes, and then in return we get our public services like health, like our social welfare system. It certainly appears to be a very strange decision, given that is what is required and what that is that mood at the moment.
But this is a measure that's availed of not just by the very wealthy, and it is certainly availed of by them, but also average workers, people who live and work and pay tax in another country, but who for the moment are, if you like, confined to Ireland because of restrictions on travel and so on.
this is a very generous system. It allows people to be out of this country for 6 months of the year. And that obviously is being, the guidelines are saying that that can be relaxed even further for this COVID crisis. Essentially, people have to pay taxes if they're going to get services. And, you know, essentially, you know, there are people today worried about whether they'll have a job to go back to, whether or not they'll have a business to open. And it just seems like the strangest of decisions, a really tone-deaf decision to be announcing a relaxation of these guidelines.
Catherine Murphy from the Social Democrats there, we leave it. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.